To Jay Sekulow, Jonathan Gruber denies he's the architect of Obamacare. He's on the hot seat in front of the House Oversight Committee.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I was not the architect of President Obama's health care plan. After the passage of the ACA, I made a series of speeches endeavoring to explain the law's implications for the U.S. healthcare system from the perspective of a trained economist. Over the past few weeks, a number of videos have emerged from these appearances. In excerpts of these videos, I'm shown making a series of glib, thoughtless, and sometimes downright insulting comments. I apologize for the first of these videos earlier, but the ongoing attention paid to these videos has made me realize that a fuller accounting is necessary. I'd like to begin by apologizing sincerely for the offending comments that I've made. In some cases, I made uninformed and glib comments about the political process behind healthcare reform. I'm not an expert on politics, and my tone implied I was, which is wrong. In other cases, I simply made mean and insulting comments which are uncalled for in any context. I sincerely apologize for conjecturing with the tone of expertise and for doing so in such a disparaging fashion.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Night before last, I was at the Kennedy Center Honors, where they honored Tom Hanks, famously Forrest Gump, the ultimate in successful stupid man. Are you stupid?
I don't think so, no.
Does MIT employ stupid people?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, so you're a smart man who said some really stupid things, and you said the same, is that correct?
The comments I made were really inexcusable.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls on this. You heard the testimony from Jonathan Gruber. We played someone. I want to ask our team to also start pulling some of the questioning that came in from some of the Democrats that were very, very pointed. Jonathan Gruber denying, of course, that he is. Do we have the bite where he denies that he is the architect of Obamacare? Let me play this for you, folks, because this kind of sets the tone for what we're dealing with here.
I was not the architect of President Obama's health care plan. After the passage of the ACA, I made a series of speeches endeavoring to explain the law's implications for the U.S. health care system from the perspective of a trained economist. Over the past few weeks, a number of videos have emerged from these appearances. In excerpts of these videos, I'm shown making a series of glib, thoughtless, and sometimes downright insulting comments.
You insulted the American people because you said the American electorate is stupid, that you've been paid millions of dollars in consulting fees. You don't call yourself the architect, then what were you being paid for? That's the question I'm asking, and I'm going to go right to Jordan and Than in Washington, D.C. We're taking your calls on this as well at 800-684-3110, but his testimony is going on. And Jordan, the reality is, and when we come back from the break, I'm going to list all the news sources that called him the architect. He was getting paid millions of dollars to be the architect.
I mean, there was a figure of $6 million out today, and they said that's not a complete disclosure of the money he made just off consulting, off that idea that he was the architect of Obamacare, President Obama himself naming Jonathan Gruber as the key to Obamacare and the economics behind it. And what I saw today, that was not just someone who was being grilled for their, quote, stupid comments about calling the American people stupid, as Elijah Cummings, who's the ranking member, the top Democrat on the committee, said. They don't want to be having this hearing to begin with, but he did say that ultimately this is about someone who defrauded the government. And his he's still getting some of these contracts. Some have been canceled, but others have not. And so he's making millions of dollars, and now he's saying he's not an expert, saying that he was not really the architect, and saying he was speaking above really his pay grade.
Yeah.
And this is an MIT economics professor.
Unbelievable development in Washington, D.C. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Here's my question. You shocked by this? I'm not. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110. Hey, folks, we've got a brief we're going to file on the immigration matter, another presidential overreach. If you want to sign on to that brief, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Hey, folks, don't forget this. 3 weeks left to meet our matching challenge for December. It's in full gear right now. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for. This is our biggest month of the year. Let me encourage you, if you appreciate our work, go to ACLJ.org, that's ACLJ.org, and make an online gift, or 1-877-989-2255.
In bypassing Congress, President Obama's overreach in taking immigration action is not only unlawful, but unconstitutional as well. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back. While we support comprehensive immigration reform, which must begin with border security, such immigration reform must be done lawfully and with the participation of Congress. That's why we're engaged on all fronts. We continue to push to defund the president's reckless plan. Our work continues in Congress, and now we're focusing on the courts. The ACLJ is back a massive federal lawsuit challenging the president's unlawful immigration action filed by multiple states. This lawsuit is critical to stopping the president's action. Now you can stand with us as we prepare to file an amicus brief in support of this lawsuit. Add your name to our brief right now. Send a message: President Obama's action violates federal law. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me play for you right now Elijah Cummings questioning Jonathan Gruber. Before I do that, so Jonathan Gruber said, you heard that bite, he's not the architect. Well, here's what the Washington Post said. Gruber, a key architect of Obamacare. The Daily Beast, MIT economist Jonathan Gruber, an architect of both Mitt Romney and Obama's bills. Forbes, Jonathan Gruber, the MIT economist, who was the architect of both laws. And the New Yorker in 2013, Jonathan Gruber, an MIT economist and an architect for both Mitt Romney's health care plan in Massachusetts and Obama's Affordable Care Act. So that is what these papers, conservative and liberals, have called him. You heard in what we put together for you in the beginning, what the statements were coming from Republicans. Now listen to what Congressman Elijah Cummings, the Democrat, has to say.
As far as I can tell, we are here today to beat up on Jonathan Gruber for stupid, I mean absolutely stupid, comments he made over the past few years. Let me be clear, I'm extremely frustrated with Dr. Gruber's statements. They were irresponsible, incredibly disrespectful, and did not reflect reality, and they were indeed insulting.
So, Than, how is this? Because now you got Elijah Cummings. I know we've got Congressman Lynch. We're going to play that a little bit later in the broadcast, a Democrat. So it seems like right now, Republicans end up, there's bipartisan concern that something has been pulled over the eyes of the American people. In other words, the wool's been pulled over our eyes.
Yeah, and our listeners know who Elijah Cummings is. This is not a guy that likes to take Chairman's ISIS side. He likes to take the president's side on
right.
These matters. Right. I look at this hearing, Jay, and I see Democrat after Democrat after Democrat going against Dr. Gruber, and I think the bottom line is his usefulness to them and to the Obamacare law has been used up. Nobody is defending him. Nobody can take his side. And I hope we get a real answer to the question of how much he was paid, Jay, because he will not tell us the full figure, which tells me the $6 to $8 million figure that out there, that's low.
And Jordan, let everybody know how we think that money was channeled to him, basically.
Well, you've got the federal amounts, and that was close to about $1 million. But then you have all of the federal funding that went out to the states to set up their exchanges through the Affordable Care Act. Those states then went and used those funds to pay for consultants like Jonathan Gruber, who on the one hand today is testifying that he is not an expert on all of the areas he was discussing at these academic conferences, but at the same time is profiting to the tune. This is not just someone who was speaking off the cuff at events and is really just a professor who got one federal contract one time. This is someone who has made millions of dollars in just the past few years on the Affordable Care Act. So in 5 years, he has made upwards of $6 million personally, selling himself as the architect, selling himself as the guy who can come in and set up your state's exchange. And that's why when you take his comments that he made about the stupidity of the American people, about the process not being transparent, and you know the list goes on and on and on, and you put it all together, you realize this is someone who is either defrauding the federal government or has finally started speaking the truth about what so many of us were trying to explain with how this law, the process behind how the law moved forward, the bill moved forward, Congress, without, you know, people like Nancy Pelosi said the same thing, remember. They didn't even read it before they passed it. And so, again, he was really echoing truths, but he's someone who is benefiting off of the fraud there and benefiting off of using the non-transparent process.
You know, if you look at the reality of this, and now that he's getting Republican and Democratic criticism, folks, this is the problem with the whole law. I mean, I can tell you from firsthand experience, the Affordable Care Act is wreaking havoc on our medical system in the United States of America. I mean, let me tell you, unbelievable what's happening. Firsthand experience, I can tell you this. And fortunately, there's a Supreme Court case we're filing a brief in the end of December on that hopefully will gut it once and for all, because we've got round three here, which is pretty good. That we've gotten round three, and we've got round three at the Supreme Court, and it's over these state exchanges and these subsidies. And I really believe what's going to happen is that the fact that the states did not set a number of the states did not set up these exchanges, the law doesn't allow for these subsidies to go forward. You can't rewrite the law, although this president doesn't seem to mind doing that. You've got to realize the nature of the fight we're in. This is, you know, when you look at this, folks, tie it in with immigration. These are moves by administrative agencies that are on a power trip. That's what they're on. Because if you look at most of the enforcement of Obamacare, for instance, what is it? It is regulatory enforcement that is out of control. Of course, brought to you by the Internal Revenue Service, of all people, which is, you know, pretty incredible, number one. Number two, then you look at immigration. And the president is trying to change. He said he has changed the law. Presidents don't get to do that. If you want to speak out on this, folks, let me encourage you to sign on to our brief that's going to deal with that issue, at least in the context of the whole immigration battle. Because they're all related here. These are presidential overreaches of significant magnitude. If you'll go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255, you can add your name to this petition and very important to this brief. aclj.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. Let me say something else here. If you want to support our matching challenge campaign, you could do that as well at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. I encourage you to do either one. Jordan, let's take a phone call.
Yeah, right to the phones we go. Let's go to Steve calling from Arizona on line one. Steve, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, Jay Sekulow. How
are you? Good.
Big fan.
Thanks.
I've been listening to you for a long time. Very
Appreciate
impressive.
Thanks.
Jay Sekulow band. Got to know.
There you go.
What do you play?
We're not on tour. You hear it here on the music. That's where you hear it. You hear it on our radio broadcast. Go ahead with your comment.
No, well, okay. My comment is this. First off, the cat made a pretty abrupt turnaround, don't you think?
Well, look, I mean, he's getting a turnaround because he's been caught. And he was caught on videotape. And the reality is, and I think we got to be clear here, he's only coming forward because he's been subpoenaed, and he's embarrassed. Steve, by the way, I didn't answer your question. On most of the songs, I play drums. Let me tell you something about video, okay? We do a lot of video here at the ACLJ. You'll see them on spots that we do on our radio broadcast. You see it on our television broadcast. There's times when you're on, in between takes, but the tape's still running. So, you know, these things come out. So you never are off air. I mean, listen, even Steve, when we're doing the band stuff, in between, we're messing around. It's the same thing. You know, in between songs, there's takes, there's people talking. So Gruber was lecturing where he knew he was on tape. And to me, Jordan, it's the arrogance of everyone affiliated with this administration. Gruber's just one example. But it is that unbelievable arrogance.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. The idea that they can basically get away with anything, that they can treat – the American people this way, treat government this way, and benefit from it. He's not just a professor commenting on the process. He's not even just a professor who supported the idea and then kind of made fun of the process made. This is someone who took economic gain, millions of dollars,
yep,
from the federal and state governments to pass through this law and set this law up, and then he started mocking the process. So he's upset both sides of the aisle here. The truth, though, is that the left and the Democrats, they don't even want him testifying today. They try to make a whole stink about this not really being real news. On the other hand, and by the way, the timing of the Feinstein announcement, the same day Jonathan Gruber testifies,
amazing, isn't it?
We haven't gotten into that today, but come on, give me a break.
And we'll
remember,
get to
President
that after
Obama all of a sudden started supporting that. People talked a lot about this yesterday on the broadcast, Dad, that it just seems like this administration's dumping everything they can possible to keep changing discussions and narratives. And so even when it puts people's lives at risk.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this after the break. You've got that Senate intelligence report coming out while our troops are in harm's way, while we're engaged with ISIS. And what is the point of doing this? For transparency? Well, here's what Jonathan Gruber said about transparency. Listen to 25.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass. And, you know, it's the second best argument. Look, I wish Mark was right. We can make it all transparent. But I'd rather have this law than not.
I mean, can you believe that this guy says this? But he believes it. That's the other thing. So they want all this, you know, lack of transparency when it comes to, don't tell anybody what's going on with Obamacare, because that could be dangerous. But let's give out our secrets on how we conduct interrogations to Gitmo detainees and people that are trying to kill us. And I think Jordan's absolutely right. None of this, folks, is by accident. If you want to talk to us on air, our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. And here's what I'm going to ask you to do. We're coming to you each and every day on this broadcast, bringing you this information, analyzing this information, and then taking action. We don't just talk about the issues here. We're actually engaged in doing something about it. If you want to join the team, there's a great way to do it, and the month of December is the most important month of our year. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we're getting a matching gift for. So it's ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to participate in our matching challenge campaign. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. If you enjoy this broadcast, if you like this program, if you appreciate the work and ministry of the ACLJ, support the work. This is the month to do it. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Also, don't forget, if you want to sign on to that brief on the president's overreach, ACLJ.org for that one as well, or 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. In bypassing Congress, President Obama's overreach in taking immigration action is not only unlawful, but unconstitutional as well. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back. While we support comprehensive immigration reform, which must begin with border security, such immigration reform must be done lawfully and with the participation of Congress. That's why we're engaged on all fronts. We continue to push to defund the president's reckless plan. Our work continues in Congress, and now we're focusing on the courts. The ACLJ is backing a massive federal lawsuit challenging the president's unlawful immigration action filed by multiple states. This lawsuit is critical to stopping the president's action. Now, you can stand with us as we prepare to file an amicus brief in support of this lawsuit. Add your name to our brief right now. Send a message: President Obama's action violates federal law. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
The famous stick song Fooling Yourself by our band here, the Jay Sekulow Band. We've got a Christmas EP out called Hope of Jerusalem. It's available on iTunes, Google Plus, wherever you get digital music. I don't know if it's out on Amazon yet. It's supposed to be. I guess we could check on that. But it is out. And all the proceeds from that are going for our work for the persecuted church. So we encourage you to do that. Let me change gears for 1 second here, folks, because this is the day of distraction in Washington, D.C. So we've been talking about Gruber's testimony. But that's not all that's going on today, because on the other side of the Hill, in the Senate, you've got testimony that's coming out right now, Fan, on the issue of interrogation techniques.
Yeah, Senator Dianne Feinstein is releasing this report to the public, this, you know, for the first time. It's technically an executive summary, but you're talking 600 pages, Jay. And I really think this boils down to two words. The intelligence community in the United States says that the release of this report is going to result in violence and lives. So the consequences
of
this report
coming out. Well, let me just stop for a second. If that's the consequences of doing this while we've got troops over there and we're fighting people that don't play by the rules of war and the rules of international engagement, then what was the point of this? Oh, transparency. That's what they said, transparency. So transparency to get people killed, fine. That's what the government's saying, but not when it comes to Obamacare. I mean, they do have it all backwards, man. It's unbelievable, really.
It's politics over lives. There's just no excuse for it, Jay. And I've got to tell you, even folks who have been critical of the United States on this are warning that this is exactly the wrong move. And the people who are going to pay the price are the people who are in harm's way right now. I just see no justification, but I go back to what you said in the last segment of the broadcast. It is the politics of distraction.
So Jordan, you think this is a distraction, and you think you've looked at some of the report, and what are you seeing?
Well, I mean, I think you're seeing, one, the same stuff we knew. This is just relitigating waterboarding again and, you know, making people stand up and sleep deprivation, not exactly cutting heads off of people.
Well, remember what happened when you read that report.
Them to
remember what happened.
Messages to send out to their family at gunpoint and holding them for years at a time and then bartering them for money. These were real terrorists picked up on the battlefield, and President Obama himself, this is what's so absurd, and his fellow Democrats benefited directly from all of this. Remember, he didn't reverse this until he became president because he got Osama bin Laden under his watch, and all of these techniques were being used in the years leading up to that. I mean, so until 2009, this is how the CIA was operating, and then Osama bin Laden is located and killed under President Obama's watch, and suddenly now we can release this report. It fits in that phony narrative that somehow this part of the war on terror is over, and yet this weekend, another failed rescue attempt by our U.S. military. I'm not saying it's their fault. Yep. Those are difficult situations, but I will say it seems like there's a lot more failures under President Obama than there are victories.
I agree. All right, folks, hey, let me tell you what we're doing. This is our Matching Challenge Month. We're engaged in it fully now. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. If you appreciate this broadcast, then go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Very important. Support the work of the ACLJ. You can also sign on to our brief on executive action overreach of the president in the immigration case. Same thing, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's take another call.
Yeah, back to the phones where we go. Let's go to Rebecca in Illinois online. To Rebecca, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Rebecca. Rebecca, you're on the air. All right, let's go to Evelyn.
Like Rebecca's there. Yep. Evelyn in California, line 3. Evelyn, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
The first thing when I heard that, I thought, oh, brother, here we go again. He said the truth, what they really thought and what they really did.
Exactly.
And now they got to cover this up.
Well, no, I think, Evelyn, that's exactly what's happened. I think everything Gruber said, do we have another good Gruber bite here? Because this is the reality. He said it was not transparent. We played all that. And then he says this, number 3, this shows his hypocrisy.
I do not think that the Affordable Care Act was passed in a non-transparent fashion.
Well, wait a minute. You don't? Because we just played a soundbite where you said exactly the opposite. In fact, you said that it was the lack of transparency is a huge political... Wasn't this you, number 25, Jonathan Gruber?
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage.
Well there you go. So you don't get it both ways. But it's exactly what you said, Evelyn. This is the lack of transparency is how they got this nightmare passed. And it's radically changing our healthcare system, and none for the better. I want someone to call in and tell me how great this has been for them with Obamacare. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's take another call.
Yep, right back to the phones we go. Let's go to Clinton, Arizona, line 4. Clint, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Clint.
Yeah, I agree with that last lady. Here we go again.
Yep.
And it's interesting that the Obama administration, you have told us and shown in the last however many years, scandal after scandal, news story after news story, there's going to be a direct link to the White House. And do you think that's what they're trying to get to, or will they start separating?
I don't think there's even a doubt that there's a direct link to the White House here. I mean, Jordan and Than, is anybody denying that Gruber was working with White House and HHS and the executive branch of government? That's where he's getting paid $6 million.
No, in fact, he said he was on loan from the Obama administration to work for Congress, to help Congress work through this. So he's actually said that in the past as well, that he was on loan from the Obama administration to the Senate Finance Committee to help draft this law. So that's part of this, is that he himself, these were things he was claiming and he was speaking as true. And we can look at the financials behind this and we see he was getting paid to do that. So
yep.
It's not that he's not making this up. Those were his true opinions. He's calling them now stupid. He's apologizing for them, but he is not saying that they're exactly wrong.
Let me play for you. This is John. These are his own, indicted by his own words. If you could be indicted for stupid, I'll tell you who's stupid here. Jonathan Gruber. Listen to 22.
This bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandate as taxes. If CBO scored the mandate as taxes, the bill dies. Okay? So it's written to do that.
So we don't want to write it as taxes because then the bill dies. But the reality is it is taxes because that's the only way the Supreme Court could hold it constitutional. This is the architect. The now denying, you know what? You want to be the architect when it's the biggest success campaign or political issue of a presidency. You don't want to be the architect on a building that ends up failing a safety review because it collapses on itself, which is precisely what's happening with Obamacare. But that's where we are. We're going to talk about the consequences of this. I mean, 30 minutes is gone already, folks. Hard to believe. We'll be back for another 30, so you hang in there. Those of you on SiriusXM, you got the whole hour, number of stations as well. If you don't, simply go over to ACLJ.org. We're streaming it live, and you should make sure you get the ACLJ app. You could stream the radio broadcast right on your mobile device. So we encourage you to do that as well. ACLJ.org if you want to hear the rest of the program. I'm sure you do. We've got a lot more to talk about. We'll take your calls when we come back. But, folks, let me tell you what I need you to do first. Those of you that appreciate our work, go to ACLJ.org or call us at 877-989-2255. Tell the operator, hey, I want to sign on to that brief, but I also want to support the work of the ACLJ. Certainly, we want you engaged in that brief, no doubt about it. But, again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Take a listen to the song for a moment.
Staring outside from these old wooden spaces, remembering those who have passed through before.
So this is Hope of Jerusalem, a song by the Jay Sekulow Band. It is available on an EP with the same name wherever you get digital music. Hope of Jerusalem. All the proceeds from that, by the way, going to our work for the persecuted church. We really encourage you. 5 Christmas classics and that original. The video on that original is up on my Facebook page as well. And the band's, Jay Sekulow Live Band, has a Facebook page. So check it out. Also, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to stand with the ACLJ. Back with more in a moment.
The ACLJ is backing a massive federal lawsuit challenging the president's unlawful immigration action filed by multiple states. This lawsuit is critical to stopping the president's action. Now, you can stand with us as we prepare to file an amicus brief in support of this lawsuit. Add your name to our brief right now. Send a message, President Obama's action violates federal law. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Songs Hope for Jerusalem is available on Jay Sekulow Band, the Jay Sekulow Band Facebook page. You can get information, of course, wherever you get digital music. Hope of Jerusalem, just type in that into your search engine for your digital music, whether it's iTunes, Amazon, Google Plus, wherever you get it. And that album's out. The EP is 5 Christmas songs and the Hope of Jerusalem. Great artwork on the cover by our friend Armand Serrano, who does a lot of work with Disney. Great artist and did a great. Just a great cover. This is a painting he did of the Nativity. I think it's just breathtaking. So you want to get that, and all the proceeds from that are going to our work for the persecuted church. So again, Hope of Jerusalem, available wherever you get digital music. We're going to go right back to our phones here. A lot of you have been holding on, and a lot of calls coming in. Let's go ahead and take a call. We're talking both about the Jonathan Gruber mess. We're talking about what's going on in Washington, also at the same time with the Senate releasing the report. Senator McConnell's reacting to that right now. Let's just see what Senator McCain, rather, what he has to say. We'll do that in a moment. Here we go.
I have long believed some of these practices amounted to torture, as a reasonable person would define it, especially, but not only, the practice of waterboarding, which is a mock execution and an exquisite form of torture. Its use was shameful and unnecessary, and contrary to assertions made by some of its defenders, and as the committee's report makes clear, it produced little useful intelligence.
Yeah,
to help
with due respect to the senator and for his war record, I just want to play that because I had a feeling he was going to say that. I completely disagree. Now, I didn't serve in the military, so I don't have the credibility on this that a Senator McCain does. I get that. But you know what? We're fighting an enemy that cut off the head of Danny Pearl, that are beheading people right now. Do you think they're thinking, and we're getting, people are upset because we're waterboarding? And by the way, the information, how do you think we got Osama bin Laden? Just by talking to him nicely? But we'll save that for another discussion, but that is going to be part of our discussion today. Jordan, let's grab a phone call here.
Yep, right back to the phones we go. Let's go to Kathy in Washington State, Line 6. Kathy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Kathy.
Thank you for all that you do. I'm wondering why we can't get Gruber. Why shouldn't he have to pay back his $6 million that he's gotten in salary and also the damages back to the government?
Yeah, well, how about the fact that I believe he's still getting paid right now? Than, it's going to be tough because the states were the ones paying him, right?
Well, and honestly, the honest answer to Kathy's question is because he did what he was paid to do.
True.
I mean, that's the dirty secret here. And I want to go back to what Jordan started this show about. Yes, he was paid $400,000 to be the architect of Obamacare. He was paid much, much more, millions of taxpayer dollars to sell it. He was paid to sell a lie. He did his job. So therefore, what is there to ask the money back for?
Jordan, what's your sense on that? I mean, and you got the states involved, so it's going to be very difficult.
Well, you know, he's starting to, I think some of this was about, you know, a lot of this about the Supreme Court case coming up, because remember Gruber made the comments about whether or not the federal government, he tried to explain that away today in a not very compelling way, as usual, when it comes to these congressional hearings, about the fact that what happens when the exchanges aren't set up, and is it really set up to allow for a federal exchange or not? And he tried to say that the whole time he was supporting that. Now, if that's the case, why would you make these long comments at the academic conferences about how we set this up so that states have an incentive where they really must have the exchanges, or else their people won't get the benefit? Remember, so few states set that up that they didn't set up the federal exchange to come in. But the question now before the Supreme Court is whether or not under the law you can give those people the subsidies or not, because the law says that only people purchasing on a state exchange can get subsidies. So again, it's the back and forth. This is someone, again, though, he is losing his contracts right now from the states. So I think this is it's a very real conversation that needs to be had, and I hope people are paying attention.
I think people are, folks. We've got wanted you to do a couple things. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to come on board and support the work of the ACLJ. Any amount you donate, we're getting matching gift for. Our EP from the Jay Sekulow Band, Hope of Jerusalem, is now wherever digital music is sold. All the proceeds from that, Hope of Jerusalem, go to our work for the persecuted church. Video of that up on my Facebook. And don't forget, stand with the ACLJ right now. You can do it at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
In bypassing Congress, President Obama's overreach in taking immigration action is not only unlawful, but unconstitutional as well. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back. While we support comprehensive immigration reform, which must begin with border security, such immigration reform must be done lawfully and with the participation of Congress. That's why we're engaged on all fronts. We continue to push to defund the president's reckless plan. Our work continues in Congress, and now we're focusing on the courts. The ACLJ is back a massive federal lawsuit challenging the president's unlawful immigration action filed by multiple states. This lawsuit is critical to stopping the president's action. Now you can stand with us as we prepare to file an amicus brief in support of this lawsuit. Add your name to our brief right now. Send a message: President Obama's action violates federal law. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're going to go right to your phones. Of course, we're talking about Jonathan Gruber testifying now on Capitol Hill. He was once called the architect, one or two media outlets, but by the Washington Post, the Daily Beast, Forbes, New Yorker. I mean, this is going back to 2011. And, of course, he didn't mind those characterizations while he was making and still making millions of dollars off of that position as the architect of the Affordable Care Act. But now he's in serious heat. You know, we did a lot of shows about the comments he made about the American people, calling them stupid, and the stupidity of the American people and the process being not transparent and taking advantage of that and using the American people's misunderstanding or lack of understanding of basic economics. All of that was put forward a few weeks ago. It was around the same time the Supreme Court decided to take a case on this. Now Gruber is having to testify on Capitol Hill. Let's take a listen. This is the hearings going on. Congressman Mark Meadows from North Carolina questioning Gruber now.
And honestly, not transparent. You have prepared for this testimony this morning with your counsel. Is that correct?
Yes.
How many hours does it take to be transparent and honest of preparation? How many hours of preparation does it take to be honest and transparent with the American people?
I don't understand the question.
Why would you have to practice your testimony in order to give an honest, transparent answer to the questions posed to you today? Why would you have to practice? Because you have practiced, because you've said the exact same thing, glib, those words, you know, they're not heartfelt. You've practiced that, haven't you?
I have practiced, but I disagree that they're not heartfelt.
Okay. So let me ask you about your economic model, because you said it was accurate. So how many in your economic model, how many Americans would lose their health care, could not keep their plan as the president
promised? This is the kind of question, again, you know, this idea, it's because it's very clear if you've spent time, and I know most of you don't have the ability to do that, but if you listen to this congressional hearing, what's clear is that over and over and over again, Jonathan Gruber's using the same adjectives and adverbs. And when that happens, you know that someone has prepared lines, like they're testifying, and of course he is testifying. But then you brought up a point. My dad was testifying on Capitol Hill last week. You're testifying under oath. That's part one. But part two is that you have to turn in a form that what you testified to was also true. You're asked to submit answers, follow-up questions as well. And the hearing actually started off today. I think it was the second questioner, Congressman Micah, who started asking about the money issues, how much Gruber, the millions Gruber has made off of federal funds and state funds for the implementation of the Affordable Care Act. And they looked at his financials and said this is not complete, that he did not submit a complete financial report.
Jay was testifying a week ago today, Jordan, and one of the things that he had to do before ever going in front of the committee was turn in a truth in testimony form, and two of the questions asked on there was a full disclosure of all of the federal grants and other monies that were paid to him, so you kind of know what associations you have with the federal government. Jonathan Gruber had to turn in that exact same form. He did not disclose all of these federal grants that you've been talking about, so he was paid millions and millions of dollars to sell Obamacare to the American people, and yet when he came before the committee, he had to turn in this very same form your dad did about federal grants. He did not disclose that to the committee. That's what Congressman Meadows is hammering him about right now.
I mean, this is the kind of money we're talking about. $2 million from Health and Human Services, another $400,000 from two more HHS contracts. That's $2.4 million from HHS. Then the NIH, National Institute of Health, another federal funding, so that's federal as well, another $2 million. So that's almost $4.5 million just from the federal government. Then you add $1.7 from the DOJ. So we're looking at close to $6 million from the federal government.
We don't know the state numbers yet.
That's right. But we know the State Department even gave him $103,000 as an expert witness. I don't even know when the State Department using him as an expert witness under their accord, but it was like the federal government was doing everything possible, Dad, to make Jonathan Gruber very rich.
Well, they did, because he was the primary salesperson. You pay your marketing people well, and he was in charge of marketing. The MIT professor was in charge of marketing, and now he got caught because he said incendiary things about us, the American people. All right, let's go right back to our phones. 1-800-684-3110. Who's next?
Yep, let's go back to the phones. We go to Raj in Virginia. He's been holding on line five. Raj, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Raj.
You are saying welcome. I'm always welcome. I love what you're doing.
Thank you.
May God bless you.
Thank you.
I think you're on to a very important thing, the money trail. And there's just a short answer to that. Stop payments.
I agree. Now, the question is, does he have any ongoing contract? I mean, has anyone done a Freedom of Information? Here's an interesting thing. Has anyone done, and maybe we should do this, a Freedom of Information Act request regarding these government agencies and Jonathan Gruber? Do we know if anybody's done that? I'm not sure anybody has. And I'm going to tell you what, we're going to find out real quick, because I'm going to ask right now David French in our office to check that out. I want to find out right now if that's happened. I don't think anybody has done that. And I think the reality is that's where, Raj, you're right about following the money. And the question is, we also need to get the contracts. Now, Jordan, the number you gave was what, $5.7 million total right now?
We know that that's not the full amount, because we've seen some of the state numbers he's received.
So what do we think?
$1 million from some states.
Okay, so
this could have been literally, if you look at the states that set up exchanges, so 14 of those, and you look at the amount some of these states paid him, was close to about $1 million per state so far that we know. You realize this guy could have taken in almost $30 million in a few years. In a few years. We're talking from 2009 to today. So 5 years is the longest period of time possible. He could have taken in like an athlete's or Hollywood top A-list actor's salary for doing what he did
maybe
for the Affordable Care Act.
Maybe instead of calling him the architect, maybe they should have called him the marketing director, because that's what he was doing. All right, folks, we're taking your calls. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's try to get another call in here before the break.
Sure. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire, line one. Dave, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dave.
Hi. Thanks for your program.
Thanks.
It's resembling a criminal enterprise. At what point are we going to occupy Washington and shut them down? Because to think that elected officials are willing to put American lives in danger for their political gain is treasonous. And we've seen it from this administration from day one.
You know, Jordan, you said the treason word. I mean, a treason is a very high legal standard, though. Let me say that, Dave. But go ahead, Jordan.
Well, it just seems like this is a purely political move. Senator Dianne Feinstein didn't like the fact that it came out that some of the Senate Intelligence Committee's phone lines were being monitored, you know, by the CIA and communications. By the way, surprise, surprise, the CIA is monitoring the government agencies that they are providing high-level classified intelligence to. Remember, they're not just monitoring them because they happen to be a Senate committee. They're a Senate committee that gets their hands on top-secret intelligence. So and we know all about the leaks that have happened and the issues that have happened, but she didn't like that. She knew that the Senate Republicans, remember, she took years on this, took 10 years on this, basically the entire time the Senate has been in control by Democrats, and realized that the Senate Republicans were not going to release this because, one, they said it's inaccurate, wrong, misleading, and based off angry former employees and things like that. And so a lot of this was listed items that were never used. So forms of interrogation that were never used but were somehow approved. But even then, if you actually read what the report says, a lot of this the administration wasn't briefed on. So we're taking a random CIA officers who may not have liked their boss and may not have liked the situation they were in, complaint, and putting it out there at a time when our troops are battling these same Al-Qaeda terrorists, so not just ISIS, but the same Al-Qaeda terrorists in Yemen, and they're killing Americans. As the weekend before they released this, on the day Gruber is testifying, at the end of the Democrats' time in control of the United States Senate, I mean, it reeks of me, to me, of just politics and the worst kind of this kind of just burn the burn strategy where you burn everything possible and you go through with a scorched earth strategy, and that's what Democrats are trying to do to the American intelligence community and to Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. Burn it down.
All right, folks, we'll take more of your calls when we come back. Jordan's about as direct as you could be on that. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to become a member. Stand with the ACLJ in a matching challenge campaign. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Don't forget our EP, Christmas EP from Jay Sekulow Band. The Jay Sekulow Band is out. It's called Hope of Jerusalem. Wherever you can bet your digital music, you can get this album, and all the proceeds from it go to our work for the persecuted church. Again, the name of the album is Hope of Jerusalem. That's also the title cut. We're taking your calls when we come back at 800-684-3110. If you want to sign on to that brief about presidential overreach to the Supreme Court, actually district court on this one, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. In bypassing Congress, President Obama's overreach in taking immigration action is not only unlawful, but unconstitutional as well. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back. While we support comprehensive immigration reform, which must begin with border security, such immigration reform must be done lawfully and with the participation of Congress. That's why we're engaged on all fronts. We continue to push to defund the president's reckless plan. Our work continues in Congress, and now we're focusing on the courts. The ACLJ is backing a massive federal lawsuit challenging the president's unlawful immigration action filed by multiple states. This lawsuit is critical to stopping the president's action. Now, you can stand with us as we prepare to file an amicus brief in support of this lawsuit. Add your name to our brief right now. Send a message: President Obama's action violates federal law. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phones. Hey, folks, also, don't forget, support our work at the ACLJ. This is the month to do it. If you have not done so far this month, we appreciate it. This is our matching challenge campaign, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let me play a little bit here of Jason Chaffetz's conversation with Mr. Gruber, number 39.
Will you provide copies of all the work product you provided to the federal government related to the Affordable Care Act, healthcare.gov, or any other healthcare reform proposals?
Once again, if that's a request to the committee, they can take that up with my counsel. I'm sure that.
No. We're asking you, not your counsel. Counsel works for you. So we're asking you under oath, will you provide this information to this committee?
Once again, if the committee can take it up with my counsel, if it's a.
No.
Well, you know, look. He wants his counsel. I wouldn't blame him. I'd have him take it up with my counsel, too. But this kind of tells you what's going on here, folks. We're going to find out the $6 million is 10. That's my guess. 8 to 10. Of our taxpayer money because he calls us idiots and stupid. That's what he said. Those are his words. Back to the phones we go. Jordan, who's next?
Yeah, we'll go to Eli in California on line 4. We asked, has anybody benefited from Obamacare? Eli has said, maybe so. Let's take a listen. Here's Eli.
Hi, Eli.
How you doing, guys? I appreciate what you're doing and standing for. I'm actually kind of torn over this Obamacare thing because I got Medi-Cal because of it. Cause I'm homeless. I was on the streets. It actually saved my life because I had pneumonia and a really bad infection, and they found me face down in a hotel, not thinking I was going to make it through the night. So I'm glad I got care, but at the same time, my parents and my friends and everyone that's working is suffering because of
it. Well, let me tell you this, Eli. In a situation like you had with a medical emergency, anybody that would have found you and taken you to a hospital, you would have gotten immediate care under the existing plan. You didn't get care because of Obamacare. You got care because we're a compassionate society, and when you go to an emergency room of a hospital in an emergency situation, which it sounds like you were in, you get care. I mean, the idea with Obamacare was let's not have everybody running to the emergency room. We could do some preventive care. None of that has seemed to transpire. And that's kind of the fallacy of why I appreciate your call, Eli. But the reality is that is very different than what Obamacare has done. And like I'm saying, go ahead, Jordan.
Well, Eli didn't get comprehensive health care coverage. You know, he's talking about a one-time emergency situation. He was in a tough spot in his own life, and you know, he gets this. He thinks it's coming because of Obamacare, when in fact, as you said, that facts don't change there. If you want to replay that story 10 years ago, 20 years ago, hospitals take care of people. The cost is the last thing they're thinking about at that point. And that's actually one of the reasons why insurance costs are pretty high, is because of we have a system that took care of people who were in most in need. And remember, if you were really out of work and living on the streets, you're covered by so many different federal programs. You don't have to purchase health care through the Obamacare law because of Medicaid and programs like that. So that's part one. But part two is the deception. The idea that somehow didn't exist before, and that, you know, people who are in most in need couldn't get help. This law wasn't about the people that were most in need. This was a law about the middle class and really making it tougher on those in the middle class who had good insurance.
That's exactly correct. All right, we've got a few more calls here. I'm going to get to them. Let's go to Don from Alabama. Hi, Don.
Hi. Yeah, as far as Obamacare goes, it's taken I used to pay $45 a week to cover me and five children to paying $98 a week to cover just myself.
Well, this is the problem. So your health care costs have doubled?
Oh, more than doubled. Now it's only covering me for $98 a week, where for $45 a week it covered me and my five children.
Yeah. Well, this is no one's talking about that yet, Jordan. People are, but the cost of this, it's going to be staggering in the next 24 months, unless the Supreme Court does the right thing and ends this. And Than, when you look at the politics of it, is pretty much everybody waiting to see what the Supreme Court does?
Well, they are, but I mean, the fundamental question here, can you cover millions more people? Can you force that coverage to be more expansive, and can it be cheaper? And, of course, the obvious answer is no, but what we're seeing today is Jonathan Gruber saying, well, I knew that, but I told you otherwise. To your question about the politics, Jay, yes, the Supreme Court, that's the next step, although, one caveat, I do think a repeal bill will land on the president's desk. He just won't sign it.
Yeah, he'll veto. All right, let's take another call here. Jordan, who's next?
Yeah, right back to the phones we go. Let's go to Josh, California, line 3. Josh, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, guys. I just had a comment about the Gruber. Yep. You know, he's saying that we're all stupid, but really I think what he's saying is that liberals are stupid because no conservative ever bought into this idea of the ACA. They never wanted it. What he's really talking about is the liberals who bought in and thought it was a great idea, and yet they haven't picked that thread up. We're the ones, conservatives are the ones who are outraged at his arrogance, but liberals don't even see that this applies to them more than us.
Well, of course, but that's because it goes against their entire narrative, Josh. So but the name calling and the ridiculous, the American people have been scammed by Jonathan Gruber and company, not just Jonathan Gruber, but by all of them. And we're realizing that. Pelosi was probably right. They didn't know what was in it until they read it. Now we know who's getting paid for it, and I don't think we know half of it. Timothy's calling from Jacksonville, Florida. Timothy, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you, Jay, for taking my call. I really appreciate what you guys do. My question, a lot of people have been calling in about, impeachment, and I know you've been saying that we really don't have the grounds.
Right.
I was wondering if you could explain to us the grounds upon which Nixon got impeached and If they're not similar, you know, how much more can you
get
away
with? Yeah, Nixon impeachment, remember, there was an article, I think it was Article 2 in the Nixon impeachment, was on the misuse of the IRS. But there was also other things, the whole cover-up, statements that were made to Congress. I mean, it was a much more direct, when they call, they refer to this, Timothy, as kind of the smoking gun. What did they have? Well, they had something direct. That really is the issue. Where the president, you had direct presidential engagement here since Nixon. People know how to, when did he know and what did he know and when did he know it? People know now in the White House. Don't let that happen. So that's why I think impeachment's off the table. Shouldn't be on the table. Shouldn't be part of the discussion. We've got to deal with the issues as they exist, and this is the issue that now exists. And for that, we've got to fight back aggressively, folks. Here's what we're going to do. We are in the beginning, really, the first week and week and a couple of days of our matching challenge for December. This is a huge month for us. Go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for. So let me encourage you to do that. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Also, important here, folks, to understand, we have got ways to go for our matching challenge. I mean, it's a big month for us, a big part of our budgets right now. So if you've given to the ACLJ or thought about giving again, any amount is matched, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. The song you're hearing right now, let me play it up for you for a second. The album's called Hope of Jerusalem. It's an EP. It's up wherever you buy digital music from our Jay Sekulow Band, five Christmas classics, and this song right here, Hope of Jerusalem. All the proceeds from that going to our work for the persecuted church. So we encourage you to do that. A lot of ways you can engage. Share our information. Like us on Facebook. I have a Facebook page. Jordan does. So does the ACLJ. Even the band, Jay Sekulow Band, has a Facebook page. We encourage you to like that one as well. And also, stay involved, and you can stay updated with information at Twitter, twitter.com/JordanSekulow. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
The ACLJ is backing a massive federal lawsuit challenging the president's unlawful immigration action filed by multiple states. This lawsuit is critical to stopping the president's action. Now, you can stand with us as we prepare to file an amicus brief in support of this lawsuit. Add your name to our brief right now. Send a message, President Obama's action violates federal law. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.